Good morning. My name is Abby Unruh, and I am here to proclaim what God has done in my life. God gave me the incredible blessing of growing up in a Christian home with parents who consistently taught me God's word. For the past 10 years, we have attended Grace Bible Church, where I have heard the gospel preached countless times. Because of this, it is hard for me to pinpoint the exact date and time I was saved, but there is clear evidence of God's transforming work in my heart. Before I truly knew Christ, I spent a lot of time trying to look like a Christian. I followed the rules and did all the right things, not out of love for God, but because I wanted to please people and receive praise from others. I thought that if I acted the part, especially in ways my parents or other authorities would approve of, that somehow that would be enough. I purposely took detailed notes during church, underlined a lot of verses in my Bible, and searched for the correct things to say in small groups, not to grow in my faith, but to gain recognition. My motives were completely off. I was chasing praise from others rather than seeking a genuine relationship with Christ. Even though I knew the gospel intellectually, it had not changed my heart. I thought I was doing pretty well in life, but I failed to see my sin the way God sees it. I didn't hate it the way that I should have, and I did not understand how deeply I needed a Savior. Romans 8:7-8 says, "The mindset on the flesh is at enmity towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so, and those who are in the flesh are not able to please God." In reality, all of the actions that I thought were earning my way toward heaven were not helping me at all and were only displeasing to the Lord. I started to see a true transformation in my heart when I started attending student ministries. The gospel was presented again and again, and over time, God graciously began to open my eyes. I remember hearing lessons taught on eternity. I began to realize how short and fleeting our life on earth is, and how foolish it is to live for the approval of others when eternity is at stake. God used these lessons to help me see the truth. All my actions were rooted in pride and selfishness. I could never earn salvation by my own efforts, and I needed to turn to Him to rescue me from my sin. Since then, the Lord has continued to grow me. My desire to please Him has increased, and my fear of man and need for worldly approval have faded. I am no longer enslaved to my sin. By God's grace, I can now flee evil and pursue holiness. So, I am here today to obey God's command to be baptized and to be held accountable by the church.